Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And it's time now for Krusty's Corner with Broadus, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you always playing that. Thank you to Greystone for being a part of this as well. Really appreciate you folk. Heard some whispers that we might be interviewing some guys tomorrow.
Cool.
Exciting.
Coaches.
Cowboys, D.C.?
Yeah, we got to do some Rooney Rule stuff, too. I mean, Rooney Rule, it's part of, you know, there's very qualified candidates. So just got to make sure of those things. But hopefully everything kind of gets taken care of that way. But, yeah, they're going to have to do Rooney Rule. It's not just for head coach. It's for coordinators. So that's something you have to keep in mind as well. And but the word is that we might see some folks roll through here tomorrow. So, I don't know any more about these. Do guys come through, or do we just Zoom everything?
Some Zoom, some show up.
Usually the initial is Zoom, and yeah. Then if we like you enough, we'll actually bring you in for a face-to-face.
Yeah, like these head coaches, I know that they've been going to dinner and stuff, but like I think we've
like
got another one.
One dinner, then get hired?
Yeah, I think Cliff's doing a Zoom thing. Yeah.
Is it high profile enough if you're up there at the Star that these guys are making their way through and like people are buzzing and whispering and the word will get out? Or do you think guys can get in and out of here before without us knowing who they are?
I remember, gosh, who was it? I remember one time when I was working for DallasCowboys.com, and it might have been Dan that I saw. Like, I was up working late one and they brought him through an area, you know, and I just happened to be like going to another area. So depending on, because they've got access with the Omni Hotel next door.
Yeah.
So you
that's
can,
where we saw Eberflus last year when we were doing that tennis.
Yeah,
thing.
Him and Clayton Adams too. Remember, we would have introduced ourselves to Clayton Adams.
That's right.
And they have there's a pathway that they could kind of walk guys through to get them over to the complex and stuff like that. But I don't think you'd want to bring.
They're not walking through the atrium or anything. Yeah, with a big not, welcome party.
Not when like
hey,
not like when they're giving a tour. You know, like and this is when Drew Pearson caught the Hail Mary. Oh my gosh, it's Coach Guy. But yeah, I think that they have abilities. But we'll see. Maybe tomorrow you'll start to hear maybe Bobby Belt or Todd Archer or Calvin Watkins. When these guys will come out and Jane Slater, maybe we'll say you know. I was like, I can't get any names. No, but we might start doing the process tomorrow. So just keep an eye out for that. All right, a little game I want to play, and I'm so happy that Dawson is part of the draft coverage now.
By the way, but I am watching the players.
No, you're doing good, man. I appreciate you. I really do appreciate you.
Get ready 3 days.
Yeah, I really
all 7 rounds. Yeah.
$0. Yeah. I'm going to pull a Bobby Belt on day 3 for you guys.
I got the poops, guys.
Bobby's a good dude. But by the way, too, we have Zach and Aisha Morrison and I did our show called The Stack. That's up
with our delicious 8 beer.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, with 8 beer was involved in that. It was kind of fun.
No shortcuts, no excuses.
Exactly. That's exactly. No shortcuts, no excuses. All right. I'm going to give you a player, and I'm going to give you a college player that's draftable, and I'm going to give you other college players, and you tell me if you would rather have this guy or that guy. Okay?
Okay. This sounds familiar.
This little is one of my college favorite dudes. Would
no,
you
watch
rather?
I like this one. Why? But this is, yeah.
Ooh,
this,
you're cooking up a different one. Yeah, I'm ready.
This is different, though. Okay? And so I'm going to start off with this one. I'm going to start off with Downs, the safety from Ohio State.
I'll sit this one out.
You're going to sit this one out?
Well, there's nobody that I wouldn't take Downs. Like, I'm taking Downs over everybody.
You take him over Reese?
Everyone.
Bain?
Yep.
Bailey?
Yep.
Mauinoa.
There's not a name you can give me that I'm taking Caleb Downs. He's the best player in the draft.
McCoy.
It's Downs.
Delane.
Yep, Downs.
Everyone. Not one. That is your number one player of your stack right now.
I think that he is a can't-miss pick. Yep. I think that he is awesome. I don't think he's got a weakness in his game. I think he's getting knocked right now for the coverage stuff, and I think he's absolutely got the capability.
They're putting some stuff out. You can watch him in the Minnesota game playing some single high stuff.
I'm telling you, I think this guy gets bored back there at Ohio State sometimes. He's like, nobody's testing me deep. I can freelance. I can just line up and smack people, but I think you can literally play him anywhere in the secondary as a safety, and I think he can even cover the slot for you.
I got to see those reps, because right now I see a guy that is able to freelance because he's on a super talented team.
Well, let me walk. I'll walk you through these, though.
Okay.
I'll walk you through these, and then I'll let you. I'll get you. Chief, real quick, if you could.
Yeah.
Wolchuk is looking at 12 and taking a safety.
I know.
You having a problem with that?
Generally speaking, I would. I do think Downs is one of those unique, hey, Derwin James, we let him slip by, he goes to 17. Are we really going to do that again with the Caleb Downs?
Yeah.
I think Caleb Downs is an outlier kind of player to where screw the position factor, and you got a huge need for it. I'd be down.
Dawson, okay, I'm going to give you the names.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'll let you, and let me, you've looked at Downs. I gave you Reese, Ohio State.
Yep.
I gave you Bain, Miami. Mm-hmm. I gave you Bailey, Texas Tech, edge rusher there. Our offensive tackle from Miami, Mauinoa. I gave you McCoy, the corner from Tennessee. And I gave you Delane, the corner from LSU. Any of those guys that I named, would you take over Downs?
Yeah, I think I would. And I'm not just doing this as a bit, but I would take all of those players. I really like Caleb Downs, but I think there is a significant history in college football of safeties being overvalued because they're arriving, they're violent, they're making the tackle, they're there. And when I watch Caleb Downs, I see a guy with incredible instincts to fire into the box, whether it's a run or a short pass, and he's going to come up and make a sure tackle. But damn it, I need guys that can cover, and I need guys that can quarterback hunt a lot more than I need sure tackling, as much as it would be nice, you know, to have that presence in the middle of this Cowboys defense right now. I think they have higher positional value needs.
He can do it. He can do it for you. He can do all the things.
I mean,
you
if
need
he would, if he could cover, he would be a corner.
I don't know. I mean, I think he can cover. I mean, if you go back, I think at Alabama, he shows it. I think there's games that he shows it against Ohio State. But like I said, I think in the Big Ten, and actually, I think he's talked about this on a podcast with his brother. He's like, man, there's only four games I really need to show up for in the Big Ten. They don't test him deep down the field, and it's not his fault that he's not able to show that. But I just don't have any of those doubts. I get it, because you're right. His tape really does show like a box guy. But I think he's got the range. I just don't have those concerns. I'm a Caleb Downs stan, and I'm going to go down with the ship. And I take
die on that hill. That's good. No,
in a heartbeat. Yeah. And I think he's the best player in the class.
All right, Dawson, talking Styles, linebacker, Ohio State. Right?
Yeah,
got him. You got him in mind. You good?
Yeah. Okay, I've watched him quite a bit.
Okay, have you seen Mesidor? You need
haven't
to
watched Mesidor.
Okay.
Watched 12 edges, did not know that he was going to one of the best five.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned Sadiq.
Yeah, the tight end, Oregon.
From Oregon. Tate, the wide receiver from Ohio State. Or Fanoh, the tackle from Utah.
Tate, Sadiq, and Fanoh?
Yeah.
I would take the tackle there. I think this tackle is incredible, and he's not the big, strong guy. But I think for this Clayton Adams offense that wants to pin and pull and get guys out in space and move, like he is a – you couldn't drop a better athlete for what I feel like they want to do. Tackle, not only that, but positional value. Fanu's incredible because he doesn't get beat even though he's not strong. He's just such an incredible athlete.
Right.
He's almost like a corner.
Yeah.
That I'm just the able to stay with you.
Yeah, the balance and all that. All right. How about you there, Woolchuck? I know you have seen Messidor. I'm sorry about that, Dawson. My apologies for your name.
No.
Okay,
good.
I'm going to give you Messidor. I'll give you Sadiq because Dawson brought it up. I was interested. I think he is the best tight end in the draft.
Absolutely. He's the only one I've watched, but I think that he clearly is.
Okay, Tate, wide receiver, and Fanu.
I would go with Fanu.
So you're not taking Styles over any of those guys?
I would take Styles and Fano would be my two guys there that I would be considering over the others you listed. But I think I'm going to end up having Fano over Styles in my stack.
Okay.
But Styles is definitely in the consideration, though. I just think that he's consistent and super reliable. And everything that Dawson said about the athlete that he is, he just glides. Like he's like a ballerina playing right tackle. Yeah.
All right, last one here. Here we go once again. Okay, we're going to go McCoy, the corner from Tennessee, is what we're going to go with.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Bain, Bailey, Delane. Okay, so I'm going Bain, Miami Edge, Bailey, Texas Tech Edge, Delane, LSU corner, McCoy, corner from Tennessee.
This is great. I'd be so thrilled with any of these names. If I'm pushed to decide, which I am in this exercise, Reuben Bain would be my top out of those guys. And I think that if it weren't for the playoff, I would have ended up going with the corner, McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
And Delane's right there. Like, they are neck and neck for me. But I think Reuben Bain, with his ability to kick inside, play the edge, what he can do against the run, what he's shown as a pass rusher in these last two games against big-time competition has been incredible. The relentlessness he plays with. Jared Verse is kind of the comp for me, and we've seen the success that he's had immediately. I think I'm going Reuben Bain in this scenario.
Dawson, I'm going to give you a chance to take the Tennessee corner, or you could take Bain, Miami Edge, Bailey, Texas Tech Edge, or Delane, cornerback, LSU.
Man, that's a hell of an opportunity to take one of those four guys, Brian. And I'm going to ultimately side with Woolchuck, even though I might like Jermod McCoy a little bit better. I'm gonna gamble that because of the injury, he'll still be available in the 20s, and Bain's not going to be there. So I'm taking a bit of a risk,
dude. If we could get both those guys,
we'd be having
a party.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
I kind of know where you guys are leaning to.
So good.
Eric, awesome. You're taking Bain too, right?
No question.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Over the safety?
Oh, over the safety for sure. Yeah.